baby trips it off for a bit. What time is it? Hey, what time are you? Where you go?
Baby? Where are you?
He wakes me up. He teases me. He tickles me. Where is he? Is he in the kitchen? Is that... You did! You made coffee! That was just right. Thank you. What surprise? Breakfast in bed? That's so thoughtful. What's the menu? Potatoes, bacon, pancakes. Ooh, that sounds so good. No. I'm not going back to bed. Honey, that's not a surprise if I already know about it. Nope. I'm just gonna stand here and drink my coffee and stare at your sexy back while you make breakfast. Ooh, now that is a gorgeous sight. Woo, wait, I can't do the whistle. Baby, you got it all figured out. You're on a roll. I'll just get in your way. Come on. Oh, why are you gonna do this to me? Why you gotta do this to your girl? Okay, fine. I'll help make breakfast. What do you want me to do? No, I'm not chopping the onion. Because it'll make my eyes water and then they'll be all puffy and I'll look terrible today and then I won't be able to see, so I won't be able to go anywhere and you'll have to do everything. Because your eyes don't get all watery like mine. Somehow. Okay, well then... You know how bad it is, baby. You wouldn't do that to me, would you? Ugh, damn it. How about if you take care of that, then I take care of you? You wouldn't turn me away, would you? I just stepped closer, put my hand on that big, strong chest, and tipped my head back, and looked deep into those beautiful eyes, and just bit my lip. Oh, baby, don't pout. I didn't cheat. I was biting my lip cheating. Oh, okay, I see. So since you can't resist it, it's cheating for me to do it? Is that how that works? Oh, stop it. Slide over so I can chop the potatoes. Before you do. I love you. Plans for Mostly errands since I'm back at work for the rest of the week. I also need to make a grocery run. No, you're not coming. Because you always throw junk food in the cart when my back is turned. Yes, you do. I did not break the eggs last time, and I don't need adult supervision. Okay. Let's think back, shall we? How did the eggs get broken? That tub of ice cream only fell on them because you tossed it in the cart. So whose fault does that make it? Right, no dice, babe. It is not my fault for failing to keep you out of the freezer section, but you have just illustrated why you're not coming along. Honey, sneaking up and tickling me when I have a knife in my hand is not a great plan, sweetie. But I don't mind the feeling of your arms around me. I wish I could stay like this all day. Just wrapped up and safe in your arms. And those little kisses on my neck. Who's cheating now, Let me put the knife down and turn around. So I can put my arms around you and kiss you properly. Hello there, handsome. You seem rather amorous this morning. Not that I'm complaining. I guess we should finish making breakfast. Here, I'll mix up the pancake batter and you can cook the bacon. Didn't you have some stuff you wanted to do around the house today? Okay, well, why don't you work on that while I'm off running errands? And then we can hang out together without anything hanging over our heads. There are some walking trails around here I've been wanting to try. Maybe we could do one of those. The weather should be perfect later. I don't think it's supposed to rain. I'll check after breakfast. Well, if it rains, we'll just have to figure out something we can do indoors. Oh, I bet we could think of something. Oh, I think you know exactly what I have in mind. Board games. That's right, you fucking smartass. That gets the surprise tickles, huh? Yeah, you're not holding the knife, so it's fine. Don't worry, baby. It also means you're the one who gets hugged from behind this time. My man to hold and love and tickle and hug. Ugh. I'm sorry, you gorgeous man. Turn around and kiss me. Just want to hold you, lover boy. This is how I want to spend my whole life, baby. Safe and protected. I'm in love with you. being so sweet to me, for loving and supporting me, for believing in me, for working so hard to take care of me, for being mine and wanting me as yours. Oh, God, the bacon! Well, I hope you like extra crispy bacon, babe, because those pieces are yours. No, you forgot about the bacon. You get to eat the crispy pieces. My fault for it's your fault for letting yourself be distracted. I wouldn't have distracted you if you weren't so damn sexy in the first place, so it's still your fault. I accept no blame. Okay, well, all right. Just to prove how much I love you, I'll agree to split the crispy pieces halfway. Okay? No, that's as good as you're getting, baby. You're getting halvesies. Take it or leave it. All right, let me slide in there so I can cook the potatoes. Oh, I'm just mumbling to myself, babe. Just about this. You. Us. It sometimes just feels like a dream. There's still times I wake up next to you and have to remind myself that it's not a dream. You're really mine. Remember what happened the morning after our first night together? Yep, I didn't believe it was real. I had to pinch you to be sure. I was supposed to pinch myself if I thought I was dreaming? That's... No, where's the fun in that? No, babe, it was much better to pinch you. Pinch you so hard, but I needed to be really sure it wasn't a dream. You got your revenge anyway. The elbow I caught from you hurt. And even so, I just felt so bubbly and giggly all day. I didn't want to leave your side all day. I couldn't believe it. I felt like the luckiest girl in the world. And I still do. Every day. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Oh my God, this smells so good. Okay, let's eat.